off. My name is Max Butterfield. I am starting a new podcast where I'll be talking about anything and everything that is clean and is in this type of the world. You know, anything that's fun, basically. As long as it's clean. I have no title to this podcast so far, so maybe I'll just call it The Untitled Podcast. Who knows? That doesn't make sense. Let's don't call it an untitled podcast. Come on. What in the world? That's an untitled podcast? No. Well, let's just think here. I think we'll call it The Rock for now, because I like to just talk about anything that's good in this nation. So let's just start off with a little bit of fun talk. What did you do today? What did you do today in this wonderful place here on this planet called Earth? Specifically, maybe talking about California, you know. I haven't watched the news yet, nor have I looked into the newspaper yet, but I am starting to watch the news more. Watch the nightly news at 10 p.m. on our local radio, on our local television station. And it is, you know, it's not depressing, but there's the economy, first off, is just one thing that I think needs a little bit of help. When I was watching it last night, it looked like there's a little bit of hope in the stock market. I don't know, when I look at it today, watch it tonight, I think it might be a little bit better or the same, hopefully. But we'll see. I don't know what to say about the stock market. I mean, I'm glad I don't have any form of money in it right now. If I had invested into it, who knows what might have happened. But I'm glad it hasn't crashed yet. My grandpa, for a while, gave me money for college. And it was in the stock market. But then, once the economy started collapsing way back when, we took it out. And I just used the money for college without having to be in the stock market. So I have no worries now. But for you people out there that do have things in the stock market, I hope that you don't lose any money. Because if you do, it'll just be a goner. So I do hope that you don't. So that's the first thing on my mind today, is just the stock market, you know, the economy. Things are looking better, though, for the most part. I see people getting jobs. I see, for example, my brother, who got laid off in a construction firm here locally in Modesto, California. He lost his job and has been searching for one. Well, the good news is that he has now found a job. Unfortunately, it's a long ways from Modesto. But he's willing to do the commute. He's definitely willing to do the commute and wants to go that far for a job. He hasn't talked about it yet, but he did say that it's a good paying job. In fact, it pays more than what he was getting paid before. So I'm assuming that this job is a lot bigger, in the sense that it might be a bigger firm. You know, so that's good news. Our family has been praying for him to find a job, and he did find a job. So that shows you God's at work. God is at work in our lives every day, and that just shows that. So hopefully it'll help you, anyone who's listening here, to remember that. Don't give up hope. Don't give up hope at all. Just continue to search and find the right things you need to do, and trust in the Lord, trust in Christ, because He will guide your paths. He will guide your path in this tough economy. So just remember that He will guide. He's a God of hope. God is God, and we're not. My pastor always tells me, God is God. He can do anything he wants to do at any time he wants to do it to whomever he wants to do it with, because he is God. So just remember that if you're wondering why, what's happening in this economy. Yeah, so that's the first thing in the economy. You know, just remember that God is in control. He will help out the economy either way. So, yeah, I just do hope that it's going to be working out in the right way, though. Anyway, enough of that economy stuff. On to some other stuff. Some other things that are on my mind, I'm thinking, is just what's going on with the nation, what's going on in our nation now with our new president, Barack Obama. We don't know, so far it looks like he's doing a good thing. He looks like he's involved with just helping out our economy with his new stimulus package. Looks like people are going to hopefully be getting more tuned in with the economy, bringing it up a little bit as well. Now, locally, and it's helping the state here in California as well. So let's just hope that it does work. If not, then I don't know what to say. It's just I hope we don't go back into a depression, the Great Depression, and make it the Greater Depression, as my American government professor was saying today. Just hope it doesn't happen that way. So, you know, it could happen, but you know, like I was saying, God is in control and we're not. God is God and we're not. So, just remember that. After a short break, we will be coming back with some interesting and unusual news. This is Max Butterfield here on this podcast, which I would call The Rock for better terms right now. In other later terms, I might change the name, but for now, it's called The Rock. This is Max Butterfield, your host. My name is Max Butterfield. I am your host of this podcast, The Rock Podcast, where we talk about anything and everything that is clean and relevant to life situations. Boy, just think of this just now. I was looking over a website on the news website on CBS News, and it looks like there's a school district in Plano, Texas, where they're deciding whether students can have no homework next year. I mean, come on, no homework. Just imagine that. This means that a student, when they're going to, and this is at a middle school, a student with no homework in a middle school, how are they going to learn? What are they going to do? I mean, come on. Just think. That'd be like me as a student at a college where I am having to not have any homework. I would never learn. I mean, come on, how are they going to learn if they don't have any homework involved? I mean, just think, if the homework was involved, and I know for a fact when I was in middle school, at a junior high school here locally in California, Woodland, California, I know that when I did my homework, I learned. You know, I didn't just sit down and do nothing. I learned how to do all kinds of things. I can tell you now, some of that stuff that I did while in homework, I should apply in college, and I don't always, but I need to. But in middle school, junior high, middle school age, I think students should have to do their homework. It's just a pilot program, but how long do you think it's going to last? I don't think it's going to last very long at all, sorry to say, but I really don't think it's going to last that long. So basically, it says here that what is the best way to educate our children? Should it be that if they cheat, they always get a second chance? What about late schoolwork? Should students be allowed to turn it in at any time, no matter how late? Well, this is what, according to CBS.com, it says, one North Texas school district is considering some drastic changes like these, where they will not have to do their homework at all. And it also says that these parents are really questioning this right now. I don't think that it's going to work myself. But it... their point is... I don't know. I don't know what their point is in not having homework. Because every day in school, as far as you go, you're going to have homework. One's going to have homework. And a person, even after they're done with college, they need to apply those skills to homework because they will... I believe that many people will have homework still after they're done with college, whether it's at their work situation, their jobs, or whether it's just at their, wherever they are, they'll have some type of work that they'll have to do outside of their work situations. And, you know, the thing is, if nobody has homework in a middle school, what's going to happen? I mean, can you imagine if you had a math class with no homework? How would you do the test? How would I be able to do the test if I didn't do the homework? I mean, what's the point? How are they going to do their homework without doing the math problems? My brother's wife is a math teacher. I think she'd be like, what's going on here? What's going on? They need to have math homework to get their schoolwork done and learn. I mean, isn't there common sense in this stuff? This is crazy. What is going on in the world of education now? That brings up a point about education. My dad, who's a music teacher here in Woodland, California, one of the schools, due to budget cuts, is being shut down. What happens to those students when they are no longer going to that school and going elsewhere to other schools in the district? I just think that that's going to be quite a problem, in my opinion. But we'll see you next year. Luckily, so far, my dad hasn't been out of a job for that, but, you know, I do think those students will be suffering in the near future. But what's done is what's done. So, and this is the Texas school district, and they're ditching homework, so I don't know. And it also says here that faculty members told this Lucero person to think their students will suffer academically and the teachers will be held responsible. And the parents are not happy about this as well. So I don't know. I just think that it's a crazy idea. I don't know. It's just, who in the world would think of this kind of idea? Don't know. But someone did. So, it's, apparently it's going to help these new students to have better social lives. Giving it that away, I don't know. But anyway, that is just one thing that I was reading off of the CBS News website under the weird news kind of thing. So, don't know. We will see as time goes by what's going to happen with that Texas school district. But for now, just set it aside because we don't know. Anyway, that's one thing that is going on in the world of news that I like to do news about. Fun news. Another thing that is going on in the world of news is, you know, they say there's a man that had a spider bite, and he apparently was able to walk again after 20 years in a wheelchair. This person is from Antigua, California, and has been in a wheelchair since he had a motorcycle accident at age 21. This is on CBS News website. And apparently, he was bitten by a deadly brown recluse spider. But he was able to just walk again for some reason. He had been not being able to walk for all this time, and all of a sudden he's able to walk again. So says 5 days later he was walking after the spider bit him. Can you believe that? A spider bite helped a man walk. Now this is real news. This is locally here in the Sacramento. Watching this last night, and my thought was, how does this person able to walk after a spider bite? I mean, this is a deadly spider, and he was able to walk. So who knows? Things can be strange. Because he was paralyzed for 20 years. And then all of a sudden, after this bite, he was able to walk again. I don't know. But it's real news. It's not fake news. Nothing. I would not do fake news. And this is real news happening in the world of people these days. So, I don't know. What do you think of this? Is it... Is it quite strange that a spider bite helped a man walk? Or is it not? Or is it just coincidental that he was able to walk after the spider bite? I don't know. Things are, though, is that he was able to walk, so... Go figure. This is just the way that it happened. And we will be back shortly with this Friday the 13th edition of the Rock Podcast. My name is Max Butterfield. So if you think Friday the 13th is spooky, well, guess again. It could be, it could be not, depending on what you think about superstitions. Welcome back to this edition of the Rock Podcast on a Friday the 13th, out of all things. Friday the 13th. Does it make you feel suspicious of anything? Any superstitions available? I don't know. Friday the 13th is quite a day. I was reading on a CBS 13 website from Sacramento saying that a lot of accidents happen on this day. Is it coincidental? Or is it not? I don't know. I think that it might be just coincidental, because Friday the 13th is just another day after all, isn't it? Who knows? I don't know. Who made up the idea of Friday the 13th being kind of superstitious? I don't know. It all depends on what you think. Because Friday the 13th, in my opinion, is just another day. I haven't had any bad things happen on Friday the 13th. Nothing bad has happened to my family so far. So, who? It's Friday the 13th. It's not over yet. It's not over yet on this Friday the 13th. So, I shouldn't be saying anything. But I haven't had anything happen in any of them. And guess what? This Friday the 13th is the second in 2 months. It's going to happen 3 times in 3 months. So, this Friday the 13th is crazy. It only happens once every 12 years or something like that. Or it's quite an interesting idea what happens. Because it's the second month in a row where the Friday the 13th landed on a Friday. But, you know, some people might think it's lucky that it's happening like this. It's according to CBS 13's website, it says that a study out of England found that the chance of hospital admission because of a car accident increases by more than 50% on this date. Its conclusion is that Friday the 13th is, in fact, unlucky for some reason. And they continue to say that the number 13 is not so bad. Do you think the number 13 is bad? I don't know. According to this, it says, our nation had 13 original colonies, but don't remind our 31st president, Herbert Hoover. He reported that he had Truscadicophobia, whatever that means. And maybe it was something in the water at the White House because his successor, FDR, refused to travel on the 13th of any month. Our 13th president, Millard Fillmore, didn't have Truscadicophobia, but he did admit our 31st state into the Union, California. But the superstition is all around our society, or not around. Like the U.S. Bank Building, many structures don't have a 13th floor. CBS 13 doesn't have one either. But frankly, some of us never had a chance. So, you know, 13th floor. That'd be funny if it goes 11, 12, 14, 15, and so on, and skip the 13th floor. Because if you have a superstition, well, why don't have the 13th floor. The 13th floor, in my opinion, is just another floor. But it's crazy. I don't know why they do that. But like I say, I haven't had anything happen to me on the Friday the 13th before. But I can't be superstitious. And I'm not going to be. But there are some people out there, and maybe you're one of them who listens to this podcast or is going to listen to this podcast, that thinks, yeah, Friday the 13th, it's one of those times that it's a superstitious day. I don't know what it is, but it really shouldn't be superstitious, in my opinion. It's just something that people have thought of and has happened. So, well, into the world of, our nation. Again, dealing with, I said I'm going to come back to it again. The economic situation. It is coming back. It's getting a lot better. Like I was saying in the beginning, because just watching a tidbit of a news thing, one of the headlines is economic thing is getting a lot better. So Wall Street, on the other hand, is still going, is getting better and better each and every day. I hope it continues to be this way, but who knows what's going to happen in the near future. But there are things that are happening, and it's, according to this CBS News website again, it says, upbeat Obama touts new economic model. He says, turning up more upbeat, President Barack Obama said Friday his administration is working to create a post-bubble model for solid economic growth once the recession ends. He said that means the days ahead of overheated housing markets and people maxing out their credit cards are over. But first, Obama said we've got to get through the difficult period. And we do have to get through that difficult period in order to get better. Like, you know, you have to go through hard times to get back to the good times. In the other way around, where if you have a good time, it goes a bad time. So, in this article, it also says that the White House attempts to be positive masked a fourth day in a row on its stock market gains. The Dow Industrial gains 53.92% points to cap Wall Street's best week since last November. This is since last November. It's his best week since last November. That's amazing. That is good. And it goes on to continue to say, despite the new enthusiasm at the White House and on Wall Street, there's a little solid evidence to suggest that an end was in sight to the severe recession that has already cost the U.S. over 4 million jobs, driven home values down, and set foreclosures soaring. Now, I'm so glad that I'm able to be a college student right now and just enjoy the times while it is. Now, hopefully, by the time I graduate, all this economic downturn will come to an end and turn around and be better, so I can get a good job in the future. So that's one thing. And then this article also continues to go on to say that it was that Summers, who's part of this article, says he was a Treasury Secretary under President Bill Clinton, now as the director of Obama's National Economic Council, was saying it was too soon to gauge the broad impact of the administration's recovery program or to predict when the recession might end, but he suggests glimmers of hope. I do suggest glimmers of hope too. I know that it's going to get better and better as days go on. So I do hope that it's true that these times will get better. And our nation is going to turn around, get better and better as time goes on. Well, I hope this podcast gives you a little bit of hope for this economic downturn, because I do know that in the end, things will be better. So just remember this one thing, as my pastor always says, God is God, and we're not. He can do anything he wants to do at any time he wants to do it to whomever he wants to do it to. So just remember that. He's in control. He is the God who guides us, who directs us every day of our lives. Remember, whatever happens, happens in his eyes. So until later, this is Max Butterfield with the podcast, the Rock Podcast, or so-called Rock Podcast for now. And until next time, this is it. This is Max Butterfield signing out.